Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To tender or not to tender? That is the question. And joining us from CBSSports.com, Matt Snyder, excellent baseball guy, joins us here on the SDCC Fan Hotline. Matt, how you doing today? Happy December to you.
Yeah. It's been quite the journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it
I
is.
I guess I'm good, considering the circumstances of 2020.
I'm That's glad good. To hear that. Glad to hear that. Yes, the closer we can get to the end of 2020, the better. And hopefully things start turning in our favor in 2021. I'll tell you one thing, Matt. Tommy Pham is a guy that, you know, when the playoffs were going on and the season was coming to an end, it didn't even dawn on me that Tommy Pham might not be back with the San Diego Padres for the 2021 season. I mean, I just assume this is a guy that they traded for, that they love, that is going to be a big part of what they have going forward. And maybe he still will be, but here we are 26 or 25 hours or so before the non-tender deadline, and the Padres have a decision to make. First of all, explain a little bit in the Reader Digest version, what is this tender thing all about? And do you think the Padres ought to bring him back, or would they be wise to non-tender him?
Yeah, so under the system in Major League Baseball, there's pre-arbitration, which is usually the first 3 years of the season. There's of your career. There's arbitration, which are usually years 4 through 6 of your career. Then you hit free agency. Until you hit that, you're under team control, but they can decide to basically cut you, which is non-tender you, or they can tender you a contract and keep you. Once you're in your free agency years, if they sign a contract, for lack of a better term, they're stuck with you. So to use an example of what somebody thinks, or let's just think of a long-term contract, Nolan Arenado. The Rockies cannot non-tender Nolan Arenado. He has that deal. It's ironclad. It's set in stone. They can release him, but they're still on the hook for the money.
Right.
When you're still in your first 6 years, they can non-tender you and not be on the hook for the money.
Okay.
So that's where you get into the decisions on guys who haven't gotten a free agency yet, but they might be making a lot of money in arbitration. That's why you're hearing names like Gary Sanchez and Chris Bryant out there, because teams are saying they're really strapped for cash after 2020 and looking forward to 2021. And that's why Tommy Pham's name is even being brought up.
So it wouldn't be brought up, you don't think, if there were regular circumstances. You think that under regular circumstances, the Padres would be going forward with Tommy Pham, but now they may have to budget things a little differently. Is that correct?
My guess is no. My guess is no. They would probably be hanging on to him because I think they would have gotten a surge in attendance in the last 2 months of the regular season, and you'd be looking at a surge in attendance for next year. A lot of the times you see the bump. You see it the year after the breakthrough season. Now that we don't know where things are going to be. So I know they want to continue to be aggressive, and that's why they've been connected to Trevor Bauer in rumors. But it might be a situation where they say, hey, we're willing to sign him for big money, but you're going to have to make it work by clipping somebody else. Mm. And that's where Pham might come in. And you might think, we look better if we add Bauer and subtract Pham and find another way to replace whatever production we might have been looking for from Pham in 2021.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sports, here with us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. I think there's also a couple other factors that have happened in the last few months with Tommy Pham that may have brought this question up, and one of them being something I found about this morning, which is a wrist surgery that he had that no one really knew about, and also the incident where he was stabbed outside of an adult entertainment establishment, as I'm going to call it today. I just wonder, how much do you think the Padres are taking that into account when they're thinking about this?
I mean, every piece of the puzzle matters there, and those are pieces. So if you're thinking about, we don't want to pay him what he's likely to make in arbitration, and then we factor in these two things, it might make it a lot easier to an easier pill to swallow. It might make it easier to sell to the fans. That's another something you got to be thinking about. If you had such a breakthrough season, you have to be able to maintain that PR edge with the fan base and say, hey, we're not bailing right after that breakthrough season. We want to build on it, but these are reasons why we had to move on from this guy.
Yeah. Matt Snyder is with us. Matt, all right, let's just say for a second that the Padres move on from Tommy Pham. They decide they can use the money elsewhere. Is there going to be a lot of other candidates that free agent-wise that the Padres could go out and fill that left field hole with, or would they be stuck filling that from within?
It's possible that you might be able to move some pieces around from within. They have a lot of prospects that are close. But this year, it feels like there's going to be an influx of really cheap free agents here after Wednesday on the non-tender deadline. I mean, there's guys that might not feel like the best fit, because if a guy was such a great player, why did his team non-tender him? But you're talking about somebody like Kyle Schwarber, who I think the Cubs are going to non-tender. He was terrible for the most part last year. He still hit for a lot of power. But if you look the year before, he hit 38 home runs. So especially if you think we can get by with him in left field next year and then see where we are with the DH, that's somebody who might be out there. There's a lot of guys who you might be able to get on the cheap who otherwise would not have been on the market. And you look at somebody like Marcell Ozuna last year, took a one-year deal to bet on himself, and it didn't backfire in terms of how he produced, but the market's terrible now. I don't know how much you can count on playing Ozuna in the outfield, but again, if Marcell Ozuna's out there saying, I'm going to take another one-year deal to bet on myself, why not take a look at that? There's a lot of different options that might surface here in the next few days that might flood the market, and then it might even bring down the price for guys who are already on the market like Ozuna.
Interesting.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sports on the SDCCU fan hotline. Now, you talked about Chris Bryant possibly being a name that was going to be on the free agent market. Do you expect any big name to be out there that we normally wouldn't have out there coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m.?
Bryant would have been one, but I don't think he's going to be. I think the Cubs are going to tender him a contract. Gary Sanchez, I keep seeing his name bounced around. I've seen Eddie Rosario. Those guys, under normal circumstances, I don't think there's any chance we would have even seen their names. The big one would be Lindor, but I just can't see the Indians doing that, because I think they know how coveted Lindor is going to be in a trade. He's not to the level of Mookie Betts, nor is Bryant, but I think Lindor and Bryant, both the Cubs and the Indians, are looking at it like, we want something similar, obviously lesser extent, to what the Red Sox got for Mookie Betts, and then whatever team is trading for one of those guys, I assume they're going to try to extend them.
Matt, do you think in general the Padres ought to play for next season as if they're playing for a championship, like to beat the Dodgers? Should they, in a sense, go all in next year? I know that they're going to have a budget for their payroll, but are the Padres now, based on what they did last year, are they playing for all the marbles, or are they still trying to grow, and should they still be patient?
I think you have to try to balance it. I think you need to continue to push toward 2021 possibly being your year, but there's just so much unknown out there, and they have a lot of young talent. You have to balance that against, how many more good years is Eric Hosmer going to have like that? How many is Will Myers going to play like that again? Manny Machado's still got several before the end of his prime, so you can take a little time there. You don't know how things are going to go with an extension on Tatis. And again, you don't know how much you're ever going to get back. A team like in 2016, we thought the Cubs were going to be there so many times. They haven't been back to World Series. The Astros looks like they might be a dynasty in 2017. They haven't won it all again yet, even though they probably should have in 2019. The Dodgers have taken all this time, and they finally just won one with this nucleus. It's tough to win. It's tough to win one. So I think when you're there, you've got to try everything you can to win it. But you're now also not in like a this is our last chance with this nucleus situation either. So you don't want to go completely nuts.
Last thing, Matt, let you go. Great stuff and really informative. Like, I actually kind of understand this now. I'm so glad you were on the program. As far as the pitching is concerned, obviously, Clevinger is going to be out for 2021. So the Padres now all of a sudden have some question marks on their pitching staff. Give me a couple of guys that the Padres, other than Trevor Bauer, should be taking a look at in terms of being able to find a guy that could potentially come in, pitch pretty well in a, you know, in a 2-3-4 type role and not cost them an arm and a leg.
Yeah, I think once like Gausman went back to the Giants, Minor signed with the Royals, you're looking at guys who are either going to be non-tendered, and again, we don't know what that list is going to be. Maybe there'll be some intriguing guys on there,
right?
Or guys who are past their prime, and you're just taking a chance that you can breathe some life into them. Corey Kluber's a free agent. You don't know what you're going to get out of him at all.
No.
John Lester's a free agent. He's been bad. Progressively started to get worse the last few years, but there might be something in there. Jose Quintana's a free agent. It's just the pickings are slim, especially when Stroman accepted that qualifying offer to go back to the Mets. And like I said, the Gausman and Meyer went off the board. You're looking at, again, Adam Wainwright. He's out there.
Yeah.
How much more does he have in the tank? And does he even want to leave St. Louis? He might just transition right into broadcasting if the Cardinals don't offer him a contract. So you're looking at reclamation projects, retreads, guys way past their prime.
Is Blake Snell truly available?
Yes. Or if you get in the trade market.
That's what I was going to say. Blake Snell is somebody. Padre Twitter is a Twitter, as it were, with all kinds of trade opportunities for Blake Snell. And I just wonder if that's really a possibility.
No, I think it is. I'm glad you brought him up because I was only thinking like free agents and who might become available.
Yeah.
The Padres have the kind of prospect currency that they could get something done for Snell for sure. Maybe they need to clear money if they're going to do that. Maybe that's where FAM comes in. We'll see. But that's absolutely a team where there's a fit on both sides for me.
All right. There you go, Matt. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your input. Again, enjoy your December, and we'll catch up to you here as the offseason continues. And thanks for clearing everything up for us, man. I feel much smarter now.
All right.
Now.
Have a good one.
Thanks for your time.
All right. Have a good one.
There he is, Matt Snyder from CBSSports.com. Very kind with his time and information. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card, and you could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!